On Election Day, voters in California and Arizona approved ballot initiatives legalizing the therapeutic use of marijuana. The drug can now be used in those states by patients suffering a variety of ailments, including cancer, AIDS, glaucoma, migraines, arthritis, and anxiety. Local law enforcement officials tried but failed to block these measures, which they say send the wrong message to young people about drugs. Now the U.S. Justice Department is studying whether it can challenge the new marijuana laws in court. NPR's Chitra Raghavan has this report.
Under federal drug law, marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug. That's a category reserved for the most dangerous of substances. You can't own, buy, sell, grow, use, or prescribe marijuana. The California and Arizona initiatives are state laws. The California measure allows doctors to legally recommend marijuana to patients and to let patients use and cultivate the drug. Though a little more stringent in its requirements, the Arizona measure says doctors can prescribe marijuana, heroin, LSD, and methamphetamines for patients when there is a, quote, medicinal value. Ethan Nadelman of the Linda Smith Foundation, a drug policy research group, supports both initiatives. He says the situation is comparable to what happened in the early 1930s when alcohol prohibition was coming to an end.
Then you had national prohibition laws and state prohibition laws. In the early 1930s, a number of the states began to repeal their state prohibition laws, effectively leaving enforcement of alcohol prohibition up to the federal government. Since the vast majority of policing in the United States is done by the state and local government, the practical effect was to decriminalize alcohol.
Nadelman says he hopes a similar thing happens now. That is, he hopes the federal government will decide not to police these issues and let states bow to what he and other supporters characterize as the popular will of the people. But the Justice Department says it's aggressively reviewing the situation and could make some decisions about what to do by next week. Meanwhile, the department is trying to get out the following messages to the public. One, that the federal law has not been overturned. Two, that while 34 other states have passed laws similar to the California and Arizona initiatives, federal law continues to supersede those state laws. And three, the doctors in these states have not been indiscriminately prescribing or recommending marijuana. Senior Justice Department officials have met with heads of federal agencies, including Health and Human Services, Department of Education, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. DEA head Thomas Constantine says voters were deceived by a barrage of misleading and expensive television ads by the wealthy promoters of these ballot measures who have a hidden agenda. And he says the government was outspent and outsmarted.
I think those people who spent those millions of dollars to get these passages have thought this through, and they have a strategy, and the strategy is to legalize drugs, whereas government, who had no money to be able to argue about this, is in a situation where we have to react to the events of that point in time, and that's what we're doing presently.
Were you caught unawares?
Well, not caught unawares. We made every attempt in the world to educate people, but it came down to a situation where they would put 10 ads on primetime every night, and we tried to hold a press conference, and the media wouldn't even cover our press conferences.
The Justice Department is debating whether it can challenge these initiatives in court, but legal scholars say that can be a slippery slope, especially when a state has passed a popular referendum. But Thomas Constantine says the DEA has other ways to enforce federal law.
We also have a responsibility for issuing licenses to doctors to be able to prescribe legitimate medicines such as penicillins, antibiotics, and other types of legal pain relievers. They would be placed their license in jeopardy if they violate those oaths, and what they do is not in the interest of the community.
The laws raise all kinds of questions. For instance, can the DEA revoke a doctor's drug registration if he's merely recommending but not prescribing marijuana to patients? Is he really breaking the federal law? Constantine is also worried about a provision in the Arizona law that while imposing tough sentences on people who commit violent crimes under the influence of drugs, also mandates that nonviolent drug offenders, a total of about 1,000 in Arizona at present, be released from prison. The nation's drug czar, retired General Barry McCaffrey, says neither the feds nor local agencies know just yet what to do. He says there are only two sure things for now. One is that most doctors are and will continue to oppose prescribing or recommending marijuana.
I think the medical community is going to hold fast on it. And And I believe that the law enforcement authorities, the Drug Enforcement Administration, again, has cautioned people that it remains a violation of federal law. Now, where we go from there is difficult because the state authorities, who, as you know, normally really are the ones who take the leading dominant role in criminal law, they're at a loss as to what all this means, and they're trying to sort it out themselves. And we're going to have to allow them to take responsible positions.
Drug abuse prevention groups are perhaps the strongest opponents of these measures. James Koppel is president of the Community Anti-Drug Coalition of America. He says he hopes the Justice Department will act tough, but he's not counting on it. James Koppel says community groups are raising money to fight what he characterizes as the wolves in sheep's clothing, those who support marijuana as the first step to drug legalization.
They have promised that they're going to take this to every state in the union. We're going to fight it in every state in the union. The second is we're seriously exploring a class action suit in California. We're putting political pressure in Arizona for a special session of the legislature to overturn the proposition in Arizona. We're going to fight it where it exists, and we're going to resist it where it doesn't exist.
Congress is expected to further stir up this debate with a series of hearings, the first of which is on Monday. I'm Chitra Raghavan in Washington.